Those additions, right? Or are these?
Yeah, they don't have them with me, but I can grab them.
Okay.
Yeah. You sent the email yesterday?
Yeah, with them modified.
Yeah.
I have the old ones.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and have you give them the, Dan, the updated. Okay.
Good morning, I'm Oliver Mokika, thank you for joining us. This is the DERC meeting. I'd like to call the meeting to order at 10 o'clock. If you could go around the table for introductions, please.
Laura Weidman with Land Development.
Gary Akers with Land Development.
Fernando Potanco, Public Works Traffic.
Robert Castro, San Bernardino Water Department, Environmental Control.
Chantel Power, Planning Division.
Gracie Johnson, Public Works Integrated Waste.
Mike Spall, Senior Building Planning Examiner and Building Safety.
And I did receive a message from Michael Navarro, he's excused absence from the meeting. With this, I'd like to move forward to item number one, which is Development Permit D-1505. Chantel, please.
Development Permit Type D-15-05 is a request to establish and operate a trucking parking facility and partial conversion of the existing single-family residence to office space and living quarters for onsite security personnel on an existing lot containing approximately 1.03 acres at 2223 Artesia Street in the IL Industrial Light Zone. The project is categorically exempt from CEQA pursuant to Section 15332 for infill development projects.
Is the applicant here?
I'm here on behalf of Doug from Industry.
If you could join us, please.
Yes.
Was there anything else you want to add, Chantel? Description of the project or any insight of what they're looking to do?
Just a small correction on the description. As noted, a portion of the single-family residence is being converted to offices, but a portion of it will remain living quarters for onsite security.
Okay. Thank you. Laura, would you like to start us off, please?
Okay. On the, here, the existing structure, the residence that is there, they already have a sewer lateral. But my concern is that with the, looks like you're doing a repair bay in the rear. So is that going to be phased or is it going to be all at once?
I can reiterate that to Doug and get back to you.
Okay, so what we're going to do is that if you have any drainage, you will, to the sewer, you have to do a separate lateral on that. The separate lateral, what I'm concerned, if you have to put another lateral, you have to, right now, you have a 24-inch trunk line going through and you have to depressurize the line. So get with the owner and see what their plans are for that portion of the project. Also, all your utilities, overhead power lines will need to be undergrounded. If they are 33 kV or less, if you're 33 kV or more, you are exempt from this. And so another item, of course, you're going to do curb gutter, sidewalk, a street light will need to be put in place, and also a pedestal. You do have a street light attached to the utility lines, but since you are there and we are conditioning you for that, I will need to have a separate pedestal on that. Your dedication is going to be, your right-of-way is going to be 60, but instead of the normal 20 feet from center line to curb face, we're going to ask for 22. The road in front of your project site will need to be rehabilitated to have, 4 inches of AC and your base will be 8 inches. So we're going to go ahead and go with that. And then I think that's pretty much it. And then looking at your overall site, you have where you have the ingress-egress, you have a light pole there. That needs to be moved back. because it's too close to the radius. So that is something that you need to look at. And then also what I'd like you to do, too, is have a double ring infiltrometer test for your WQMP. So that testing was not done. Since you are in a liquefaction area, you are going to go ahead and drain into the landscaping area, and that needs to be filtered, okay? Because we cannot have any oils or pollutants go into your landscaping. So that area is usually a high table, so I don't know how, what's the depth of the water table. Usually you do a boring, and if you hit 50 feet, they'll go ahead and know that. So, but I didn't get anything like that. So. Other than that, you have quite a few issues, especially the undergrounding and also the rehab in front of the project site. It's a lot to uncover. So if you have any questions, just have them give me a call, Gary or myself. Okay? And that's pretty much it.
Thank you. Gary, would you like to add anything?
You might let him know if there's actually disturbing more than an acre he's going to be involved with this one. The construction. That's the only comment I have.
Fernando?
Yeah, looking at the site plan, looks like you might be required to have a wider driveway because of the turning templates. And also, there's a traffic impact study guideline. Please fill out the scope of study form to determine the extent of traffic study that you may be required.
Due to the proposed repair facility for the project, I'm going to hand you an industrial user permit application. And also, will there be any wash bays or wash down areas?
I'm not too sure about that.
We'll need information on that as well. But I'm going to hand you the application, our plan check procedures. And the application is to be submitted to the Water Department, Environmental Control. It's separate from the city. So I've included my card so the paperwork needs to come back to me. Okay. Gracie?
So the location of the proposed refuse enclosure is acceptable. I've given you a detail. They'll be constructing a standard plan 508, 8x15 enclosure. You'll want to work with land development to modify the enclosure to meet ADA access. And if it will be gated during the day, we'll just need access by means of a gate key code or remote. And keep in mind, Assembly Bill 341, mandatory commercial recycling. That's all.
Thank you.
Michael? Okay. Well, first of all, good morning. You mentioned that you're going to change a resident into sleeping accommodations and part office, all right? I wrote down on your paper right there to look at Chapter 4, occupancy. You may be required to put sprinklers in that house now due to the fact that your change to occupancy is no longer an R. We just don't say sleeping accommodations, all right? So I want you to look at that and office situation also. Now your hallways and your entries may change because you have an office situation. You have to look at ADA requirements, all right? Ramps, width, thresholds, and drinking fountains that you're going to provide, all right? These are the things that you're going to need to provide in that business area that you're proposing, all right? So it doesn't go from one house to another. It goes from business, from residential occupancy to a business occupancy, okay? So, and the most important thing on that is contacting the fire department and finding out the location, their requirements, all right? That is a separate submittal from the building department. And also on your plan, always indicate the location of all fire hydrants. All right, because there may be a requirement that in your parking area that there may be some fire hydrants required. So I suggest that you clarify that with the fire department. Thank you.
Any Anyone else like to add anything?
Yeah, I just wanted to make one other correction to the agenda. The recommendation today is for approval, not a move to planning commission.
Okay. Do you have any questions? Do we have a motion? Motion to approve development permit 1505.
So moved.
Second, please.
Second.
Thank you. Unless there's any opposition, congratulations. So you're opposing?
Yes.
Okay.
I need clarification on that residence. If you can't give me any kind of clarification, I don't want to proceed on a maybe. All right. I want to make sure that you are going to fulfill all the requirements of turning a resident into a business area. And we fully understand that. And I'm sorry that your help didn't show up and everything, but I just don't want to see it proceed unless we get a definite yes.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
The presumption would be that with conditions of approval, if they're conditioned to comply with either the fire codes, building codes, or whatever, then that they're fine. If they can't, then they've got issues, whether it's building and safety or water or traffic issues. We're all kind of in the same boat. So it's approved, subject to conditions. That's what our recommendation is.
I'll be preparing the statement of action next week, so I'll try to get you clarification before then, Mike. To you as well. If you can stick around after the meeting.
With one opposition, we'll so moved. Congratulations.
Okay.
Next item on the agenda is pre-application 1512 for the property located at 270 East Central Avenue. Applicant here. If you could join us at the table, please. Chantal, if you can kindly provide us with an introduction.
Yes. Pre-application 1512 is a request to construct an industrial building containing approximately 126,990 square feet on a parcel containing approximately 5.24 acres. As this is a pre-application, the environmental determination will be determined upon submittal of a formal application. The project site is located at 270 East Central Avenue within the industrial light aisle zone. And the recommendation is just for a preliminary review.
Thank you. And we prepared planning comments to
we
provide
do have
them.
Planning comments.
Okay, so we do have a laundry list of items for them. Laura?
I think we just knocked over on many guys, but anyway.
Okay, we know who you are.
Knocked over us. Okay, just curb gutter, sidewalk, and then also your utilities will be required to be undergrounded as usual. HPA pretty much knows what we're looking for. And who is your engineer on this? Is it Venus?
We're civil.
Yeah, civil.
It's CA Engineering.
CA, okay. I have not dealt with them before. So have them get in contact with me if they have any questions on finalizing their W2MP. We go ahead and we look at that pretty exclusively. When they pull out their grading permit, you will need to have a SWIP. Make sure their WDID number is on the grading plan. And then on all your on-site lighting, make sure that along the perimeter of the PL, it is shielded so it doesn't bleed onto the other side. It's pretty, like looking at your design, it's pretty straightforward that they know what we want. You're going to go ahead and have to rehabilitate the street from centerline over. As before, my conditions state to what extent the rehabilitation will be. So go ahead and read that, and we'll look for that in plan check also. And then you'll be required to put one street light with the pedestal on, on site, not on site, but on the right of way. And there is a street light attached to the utility. Just make sure that comes off, put a pedestal, and you can go ahead and move forward.
we'll be looking for all that in plan check. But it's pretty straightforward. HPA pretty much knows what we want, so you're good. And you're in Zone X, so you're pretty clear on the flood control.
Now, do you require a WQMP upon the submission of the final plan?
Yes. That has to be approved. Usually what we do is we look for the, you are in a liquefaction area, we look for the geotechnical, we're looking for a boring of 50 feet or down, see where the water table is, and see what type of treatment it is. That's because we don't know whether you perk or not. So I don't see any basins. I'm assuming that you're going to go underground. So if you're going to go underground, I want to make sure that the chambers can go ahead and hold that capacity. And if it cannot hold the capacity, then where is your overflow going to go? And where is your flooding mat? So those are things that I'm going to look for. So the best thing to do is have them contact Gary or myself. We work with you closely. The civil's pretty close on the WQMP, and we'll look at that. And then with the SWIP, we do review it. We do like to have it in hand, in our hands before we issue any grading permits. So that's something that we will not move or negotiate. That's the word that I'm looking for. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Gary, would you like to add anything?
And the traffic will address it. The one driveway for the fire lane, is that proposed for use by the trucks?
I think that's mostly for fire access.
I notice there's a gate there. It looks like it's a gate. Is that the radius on the southwest corner there of the property would be a concern if you're going to use it for trucks?
We actually added that notch at that corner of the building because of that reason.
Well, eastbound, I understand the 30-foot radius, but if I'm reading that right, it looks like you've only got a 6-foot radius going westbound. So that would be, if you're going to use it for trucks, that's going to be a concern. Okay. And that's all I have to say.
Fernando, like to add for traffic, please.
Yeah, there should be guidelines for traffic impact study guidelines. Please fill out the scope of study form to determine the extent of traffic study that you have to perform. And will require internal turning analysis and site distance study for, so we know how your, the width of the driveway, if it's sufficient and things like that, so.
Okay.
That's it.
Robert?
Do you have a tenant for this building?
No, this would be a spec.
Just a spec building, no offices, restrooms?
Yeah, okay. Just a shell.
You will be required to complete an industrial user permit application for this phase of the project, and then a second application will be required to be submitted once a tenant is selected. They'll have their information on it, and that'll help us determine any pretreatment requirements. I'm also going to hand you a list of our plan check procedures, and I'll also mention that these items need to be submitted to the Water Department Environmental Control, not to the city.
Okay.
Thank you. That's it.
Tracy?
Yeah, okay. So your two proposed refuse enclosure locations are acceptable. You'll be constructing standard plan 508, which are 8x15 enclosures, working with land development to modify them to meet ADA access, and then protecting any adjacent parking stalls.
Yes.
Sure, you'll take a look at that. And if it's gated during the day, we just need access by gate key code or remote control. And keep in mind Assembly Bill 341, mandatory commercial recycling. That's all listed there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Michael?
Well, first of all, we know that the plan's going to be submitted underneath the 2013 building code cycle. But I want you to take notice that in with the size of building that you have, the City of San Bernardino strongly enforces the green code. In the green code, it states that a building that over 10,000 square feet will require commissioning. Commissioning, if you're building an envelope and you're providing all the services, that commissioning report can be anywhere from 15 to 150 pages from my experience. So make sure you get a hold of me and we'll elaborate on that. All right? Number two, you need to conform to Chapter 3 on occupancy, especially with not knowing what kind of tenant's going to come in, right? Because it's a spec building, right? Okay, Chapter 4 of California Building Code, I've given you all these things, special details for occupancies. If there's any special requirements, let's say combustibles coming in, high power storage, it changes the sprinkler layout and so on. All right, the sprinklers, as you know, is related to Chapter 7, and sprinkler requirements are per California Code. But in our city, San Bernardino, it's a separate submittal. Make sure that you keep the fire department in line with your submittal. And also remember that you're going to be required a fire flow from the fire department. And industry standards, it's not in the code, but industry standards that the fire flow test is only valid for 6 months. So understand that. And also, now you're going to be dealing with Chapter 11B. That's the handicapped disabled chapter. Please review that in dealing with your parking lot, your entries, and your workspaces. On your plans, please hand out, please show location of all nearby hydrants. It's vital for you guys. And if you need any assistance, the city, the building division has a handout for commercial industrial plan check. All right?
Okay.
And if you have any questions, feel free to call me.
Just real quick, I don't know if this would be for you, but for as far as fire submittal goes, do we typically submit a full plan check or a building set to fire?
Yes. Okay. Yes, because the reason why you submit a full set is because the location of the sprinkler versus the structure itself. If you have a, for example, if you have a beam that has a depth of over 12 inches, the sprinklers have to be adjusted because you have a code now. Right? And then another thing, if the occupancy, like I suggested, high power storage, then we have to go into classification of high power storage and materials. So that's the way you would, so yeah. You would always keep both parties in.
Okay.
The submittal starts with the building department, and hopefully simultaneously, you'll be having fire sprinkler plans over there.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Do you have any other questions of the any of the committee members?
I don't.
Chantel, do you have anything else to add that you?
I don't have anything else to add at this time. I do have my comments here, so you guys can review, and if you have any questions, feel free to email me or call me.
Okay.
Do you guys have a an environmental consultant on board? Someone that does your CEQA?
We do, yeah.
Okay. I was looking at this because it does it exceeds the threshold for infill site for exemption. We will have to do an initial study, mitigated negative declaration. What I would suggest, even prior to when you're getting close to submitting your application, or even we can start immediately, if you could maybe we could schedule a meeting with that individual. I'd like to go over the scope of work of what they're going to include as part of their initial study to make sure that what they're going to cover and the services they're going to provide you will satisfy our requirements. And a particular interest is the kind of the distribution and kind of the public review component of that. We are now asking the applicants to kind of take the lead on that distribution because of the time and energy that's involved with that distribution. So you can have them contact Chantal and we can schedule a meeting and kind of walk through that process.
So okay, we definitely want because I think we've already kicked them off.
Okay.
To start their some of their studies.
Okay.
So we probably want to have that meeting fairly soon.
Here. Awesome.
Sure.
Thank you. Anyone else have any questions or motion on the floor, please?
So moved.
There's no
second.
Motion required.
Second. Oh, sorry. Want to approve it?
Sorry.
All right.
There's
attention?
No motion required.
Teasy.
This is a free app.
Attention.
Sorry.
She's over here doing her homework from the other class.
Yeah.
So we look forward to seeing your formal application.
Yeah. So we can go ahead and approve then.
They always want to know where they
stand.
Thank you.
I know, you threw me off.
threw myself off. Next item on the agenda, number three, is pre-application 1513 for the property located at 505-525 East Rialto. The applicant is here. Please join us. Welcome. Chantal?
Pre-application 15-13 is a request to construct a 38-unit apartment complex on currently on 2 acres, totaling approximately 2 parcels containing a total of approximately 2.75 acres. The current site addresses are 505 and 525 East Rialto Avenue within the residential medium high zone. Again, because this is a preliminary review, no action is required, and the environmental determination will be determined upon submittal of the formal application.
Thank you, Chantal. Michael, would you like to start us off?
Yes. First of all, welcome to San Bernardino.
Thank you very much.
After looking at your plans and everything, stressing the same thing as stated before, but now we go on to the residential side of everything. Have you contacted the fire department for any special requirements or anything? It's very crucial, and I'm going to tell you why. In most projects in California, as you know, we're entering winter right now, and it's 70-some degrees. We usually have fans in our bedrooms. When you have a requirement from the sprinkler, okay, that they have a distance away from the fans because of the water spread. All right, so when you enter that, that's why it's so important. And everybody to go around that, they always put the fan as an option. The building department's going to require you is to give us all lighting options prior due to the fact that we're going to look at that situation. All right? And another thing is, I need you to look at when you have a setting like you do in your building, and it goes back to fire, you know, when you stack people. It goes back. It's very crucial. All right? So you're going to be in Chapter 11A for the handicap. And you're going to be in Chapter 11A dealing with the handicap and ADA requirements. It's very crucial that you look at them and the percentage of ADA apartments that you have. It's very crucial. I also want you to understand Chapter 7 will help you with the smoke and fire and smoke prevention, and the California Building Code is duplicated in the fire code, but again, telling you, it's a separate submittal, so understand that, okay? So the quicker you submit to the fire, the quicker we'll get it also, and we will work uniformly to get your project done. If you hand them in at the same time, your project will probably pass through really, really smooth. So show location of high roots. The fire department doesn't have a representative here, so I'm speaking on their behalf. Just to give you a heads up on the items that they're going to be looking for.
I do have some of their recommendations with me.
Okay,
as well.
Great.
Thank you.
And then, so I suggest that you just look at the items I wrote down. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me. And thank you.
Thank you. Gracie?
So you have three proposed refuse enclosures. The locations are fine. We'll be building standard plan 508 8x15 enclosures modified to meet ADA access. And then if the property will be gated during service hours, we'll just need access with the key code or remote. And keep in mind, Assembly Bill 341, mandatory commercial recycling. Thank you.
Thank you. Robert?
No comment.
Thank you. Fernando? Traffic?
There's a traffic impact study guideline. Please fill out the scope of study form so we can determine the extent of traffic study that you have to perform.
Okay.
That's it.
Laura?
The project site is adjacent to Warm Creek, and part of the site is located in a Zone A flood zone, and part of it's in a Zone X. So what I want you to do when you do submit for entitlement, I want you to go ahead and delineate where Zone A is and where Zone X starts. I think Zone A is pretty much the service road, but I want to be sure, so we can go ahead and do that. And along that parcel line, from north to south, on the east side of the property, all that, all those utilities need to be undergrounded. If they are 33 kV or more, you are exempt. You already have curb gutter sidewalk on Rialto, so what I'm going to be looking for is that if it's cracked or damaged, that needs to be replaced. And the street will need to be rehabbed according to our requirements. I went ahead and I conditioned that, yeah, from center line over. But you have your sewer line. I want you to go ahead and get with Public Works on the sewer line to see the location, because it looks like you might have to cross two lanes. If you cross two lanes, then both of the lanes will need to be rehabbed. So go ahead and note that. Do your due diligence on that. That's really important. On your WQMP and your SWIP is going to, you are, you're over an acre, I'm assuming. Okay, so what you're going to do when you put submit in, we need to look at your grading, because we don't, right now I can't tell where it's grading to. Is it front to back or back to front? Do you know, is your civil here?
No.
Okay, so we'll need to look at that to see how it drains, to see what type of treatment you're going to use for your stormwater. You're also going to, we're going to look at the two-year storm, and then we're going to look at the 10 and 100-year storm for the size of your property. So keep that in mind. So also you'll be required to, I think I put you as a, for a street light also on there. Let's see. Yes, you do have to, let's see. Yeah, if you have to do one street light we're looking at, is go ahead and keep that in mind. We do want you to put a pedestal up there too. And then, see, you don't have to do any dedication. It's already existing, so you're good there. And then you were planning on doing a lot merger, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then keep in mind that you are in the liquefaction area. Most of the projects in the city is in the liquefaction area, so design accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Gary, would you like to add anything?
Just another concern about the slopes. That general area slopes to the south. We don't have frontage, at least from the assessor's pages. It looks to me like you've got intervening parcels before you get to another street to the south. This doesn't touch a street going that direction, correct?
Yes.
And your sewer, obviously the grades. If you're trying to go back to Rialto, I think that's probably going to be uphill that direction. Mm-hmm. So you're going to need to make sure that those grades work and that you incorporate that with your drainage and your WQAP.
And lot mergers required in this case.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, so especially your, where I'm going to look at is your sewer. See what, look, do your due diligence.
Okay.
Let's see how that works.
Right.
Okay, so I have planning of rectification.
Thank you.
I have fire in there, so it works. And then I have some sort of ones if you can stick around.
Do you have any questions of any of the committee members?
No.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing your application. No action required. But we look forward to seeing it. Thank you. Next item, number four, is Development Code Amendment 1501, Subdivision 1502, and Conditional Use Permit 1509. This property involves 11 acres, comprised of a number of properties. The applicant is looking to consolidate those properties into four parcels and change the land use designation of the site from urban residential to residential medium. They're going to, they're looking to develop the facility as a, we'll call it a men's shelter facility of sorts. We're still working on the definition of how we want to describe that. At this point, we've worked with the applicant's environmental consultant, completed the initial study and mitigated negative declaration. We are preparing to release it for the 30-day public review period. Just wanted to just kind of announce that to the EDC board members, so that we look forward to bringing this project back to you a little over a month for review and request for conditions and such, so that we can proceed with the project. I'd be glad to answer any questions. The applicant's here, but again, I just wanted to advise the committee that we are just releasing the document, and that's really it. No action required. Good.
Yeah, it looked like you changed your phasing from last time. So
when we were here 18 months ago, and where various department heads gave their thoughts. Mm-hmm. We went out to a public meeting, and we adjusted based on your comments and public comments.
Okay.
It was a two-story project. It became a single-story project to be more residential-like and to give more space around the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And not be so impactful on the neighbors. We held a meeting at one of the local parks. We had a community center. We had the neighbors up, and we had a good handful of people there. And comments that you had made about get rid of, we had a second street in there, we got rid of that street.
Okay.
Now it's just a fire access road, basically. So we've molded that all into this project, and now we're back with it.
Okay, so since the, what I'm going to do is, how I'm going to write my conditions, I'm going to look at the Artesian Street and the fire access road first. So what we talked about, all those improvements that we're going to do, I'm going to do that as phase one, phase two, phase three, and then phase four. Okay, so that's what we're going to look at. And so so just keep that in mind. So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, our thought is to build the men's portion, which is kind of the square campus there, the mm-hmm. four buildings, which we call our phase one. But at the same time, do all the improvements for the entire site as kind of the super pad, and as mm-hmm. we get funding, go on to the next phases.
Right.
But we obviously, the street is a key component, and the offsites are. So our thought is to do the offsites, do phase one at one time,
get the hard
and
stuff
super
out.
Pad the rest of the stuff.
Okay.
Fine. And we'll be looking for the placement of your refuse enclosures.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For previous requirements for application submittals still stand, and applications are still required.
Okay.
Harper, do you have a question?
The proposed streets that you have in there, are you asking for them to be public or private?
Public. There's not enough room for a standard width right away, if you will, just based on the existing homes.
That's what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's a fire access road, to my understanding, right? And that's
there
why
was,
the main accommodation,
a
right?
Previous comment from the city was on yeah. the west side there, which is now we have it as a fire access because that's
yes.
what we have on our land. There is a mobile home park there. A previous had said, we'll design a street in there. So we designed the street in there, and that also went off of the tentative map that's on the property now. But it's not our desire to touch the mobile home park. It doesn't belong to us, so we have no right to put a street in there. So that's why we adapted to the fire lane. Mm-hmm. We're not opposed to, in the future, if someone developed that, to grant them the land. We have more than enough land to dedicate the street in the future, so that could be a condition that we will cooperate in the future with adding that street should someone decide to develop that property.
So is that supposed to be public or private?
Right now, it's just our fire access. It's a private fire access road. There is an existing tentative map on the whole property that shows a couple streets and one of the streets being there. But that was all residential lots. It was like 40-something lots. We don't intend to build 45 lots. We're desiring to change it to this, so the street doesn't work because it would require the buyout of the mobile home park, and we have no desire to gain any more land than we already have. But we would, you know, condition it that in the future, if a street goes in there, we cooperate to put in a public street if need be.
And the good thing is that you've come in so much. We've worked so so much on this project, so it's good communication.
And I think you looked at the right issue. You looked at public safety. You know, you did a good job there. I commend you on that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, that no action required on this one, so we'll see this one back a little after a month or so. And then with that, it is it's 10:40 to move to adjourn the meeting to the next meeting would be December 17th at 10 a.m. same location. Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Thank you. We stand adjourned. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Okay, I think it's just